Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler, the MVP, back at the spot, keeping us rolling on the air as well. We appreciate you. Remember, tomorrow we'll be in Sugarland at Talyards in Sugarland, right next to the Space Cowboys Stadium. We'll be right there. Come hang out with us.
We're giving away more tickets?
We're giving away more tickets, baby. We got Texans tickets to hook people up with. Shout out to our Houston Ford dealers, courtesy of our Houston Ford dealers, also Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. I believe we have concluded the commemorative glass set with Area 45 last week. That was the fourth set. I don't think we're just going around and around again. I don't think. Reggie thinks we're starting back over again with Payne and Pendergast.
I guess I'm going to have to do some searching to get my my collection. I think I only have three.
Dang, you got three? I only got one.
Oh, yeah. I went ahead and snaked me a couple.
Stop complaining,
Dirty.
I got hammered in mine yesterday.
In your what?
In my glass.
Went
with a little tequila. Got a little tequila.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, went a little tequila, man. Thought about you.
There you go.
Put an adult beverage in your glass, huh?
Yeah. Not yet. Tequila, too, to be specific.
Did you mix it, or did you just sip it?
I had a little water. Just put a little water in there.
Tap water?
No.
The Topo Chico?
No, not that. What is it? What's the other one?
Ozarka?
Yeah. No.
Aquafina?
No. What's it?
Soda.
Yeah. No, not soda water.
Tonic water.
No.
I don't know what you're putting with it, man. What the hell are you putting with your tequila here?
I'm trying to remember the brand.
Is that my boy Ron?
Mountain Valley.
A little drunk. It is the sparkling water. The S starts with it's a yeah, there it is. Yeah.
What was it?
What'd you say? Yeah, Saratoga. Yeah. I could pull that off. I could see the glass.
I'm less upset now because I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
I thought you were gonna hit it the way you were rolling, but I couldn't pull the name off of it. There we go. But no, yeah, I had me a nice little time with that. A little late night drink. Watching
You throw your lime in there?
No, a little squirt of lime juice. We were out of limes.
Hey, man. Hey, on your way home today, stop at one of them grocery stores, maybe Whole Foods, maybe H-E-B, Kroger. Dude.
She had used it with the chicken.
Get you one of them small, already juiced lime juice right there. Real lime juice. Get you a little bit of that organic agave. Get you a little 12-pack of that Topo Chico. Keep it at the house.
Yeah.
And when it comes time, bang that right there.
It usually is Topo Chico. We didn't have it. That's not what I had last night. That's not what it was. Yeah. All right. Good times. Good times to be had. Come on out to Talyards tomorrow. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here in just a bit, as well as we've got a little conversation with the Hall of Famer, John McClain, coming up after us Texans All Access. And then Thursday night football, courtesy of Westwood One, you can hear the Rams and the 49ers coming up after Texans All Access. So no Area 45 tonight, sadly enough. The football game will be on courtesy of Westwood One after Texans All Access. All right, Clint.
Payne and Pendergast glass tomorrow, by the way.
It is? So it does rotate around.
Just starting right back.
That's
over.
That. Didn't have that one.
Just starting right back.
See if you can snag me one, Dirty.
No, it depends on if I got one or not already.
You already have three.
No. Well, I don't have three of the same. I'm clearly missing one. Hey, steal me that one of Bajani's in the in the prep studio, and I'll get you one tomorrow of them.
Nah, if anyone's getting that one, I'm stealing it for me. All I have is the one of us.
Do you want them all?
I mean,
I just don't know the point of having one.
I mean, yourself. Yeah.
I mean, that's like if there's a collection of four. Well, I got one of them. No, I need all of them.
All right. Well,
I mean, I need all of them.
Nobody just had
one
beanie baby.
I'll get you one. I'll get you one, Tyler.
Okay, thank you, Clint
Mayfield. Tyler, did you just admit to collecting beanie babies when you were little?
I did. I wasn't admitting it, but yeah.
You collected beanie babies when you were a kid?
They said they were going to be very valuable later on, dude.
What were you, 15?
You still got them?
Way younger than that.
You still got them?
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking up their values sometime last year. Nothing too great.
Damn. So you might want to let them go then.
Oh, beanie baby tea.
Yeah.
That's worse than tender tea.
Beanie
tea.
Am I wrong on this, Tyler? Were you a... I could just see you. Were you a hacky sack kid?
No.
I could see because I've seen Tyler's old look, where he's had the tips done in.
Oh, he was a motorbiker. He was a motorbiker.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, what do they call that?
Green dirt bikes. Motocross.
What do they call that? Cross.
Motocross.
Motocross. There you go.
Yep.
He was motocross, man.
All right. In order, real quick, before we get to T Mill's best bets. If you're Nick Cayley and you are looking at this offense, you've had 4 weeks to look at them, you've had training camp, and this is a pretty good sample size of what you have. In order, who are the guys that you feel like you go into the game knowing from a game plan perspective, all right, I've got to get this guy touches, this guy touches, this guy touches. For instance, I don't think you walk into the game saying you shouldn't. I got to get Darray a couple of touches. All right, I don't think you do that, right? I don't think you're saying, hey, man, we got to get Harrison Bryant a couple of touches at that tight end spot.
It wouldn't shock me.
Who are the guys in your mind right now, if you've watched them for 4 weeks, that you feel like they've got to get touches?
Look, I think Nico Collins is a guy that it's not necessarily about touches. It's about what kind of touches. You can't let them slant the coverage to – Nico, and that be the reason why he's not getting touches. I'll put it to you this way. One, I think they need to get a little bit more creative with Nico for multiple reasons. He's the best player you got, and there's a large gap between one and two. There's a lack of playmaking ability on this offense, and so Nico, not only is he your best player, he's really at this point the only option you have that you know what you're getting. So you got to getting the touches within the system, but you also have to get creative, I think, and manufacture two or three, four extra touches for him in a game. Now, whether that's screens, whether it's a little touch pass where he's like a speed sweep type thing, maybe you can line him up in the backfield and do some things like we talked about the other day. You got to find a way to, just because you don't have any other options, you got to find a way to get Nico touches in a creative manner. That shouldn't be hard. He plays every snap, should play damn near every snap. Shouldn't be hard. Woody Marks is a guy that has emerged as a playmaker. I think that the secret here with Woody Marks is leaving him on the field. I don't think you got to do anything really creative. You throw him the football in the backfield like you do within your offense. You also leave him in the game so that he gets more touches via the check down. Whenever C.J. Stroud wants to be conservative and get through progressions and check the ball down, he's checking it down to him, not Chubb. He's checking it down to him, not a backup tight end or a fullback. And I think the other one for me that I would like to see them get a few touches for is Jalen Noel.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Yeah. They need to add some more speed and explosiveness to this offense. And those at least the top two have really shown to be those guys. All right, T Mill, let's get to your best bets. What do you have today in this NL West matchup?
That's right, in
NFC.
Yeah,
West
I guess it's not in the West.
League.
Yeah,
wrong. NFC West.
It's matchup. Not baseball this time. It's the old football, which we've been a lot more successful with lately than the baseball bets. Had another rough one last night. Wasn't the worst, but went 2-for-4. Yeah, we got work to do on the week.
Yeah, still over 50%. There you go.
Yeah. We're not out of it for the week. Let's get it green again. NFL bets for tonight as Week 5 gets started in L.A. between the Niners and the Rams. Here they are very quickly. First, I'm on the under in the first half of this game. Under 21.5 points in the first half of the game tonight. Next, I got the Rams. I'm not as bold or brave as Clint was putting a Benjamin on a -8.5. They might do it, but I took -6. I took the Rams line, teased it down to -6 against the Niners tonight. And then two player props for you. Puka Nacua, who could be showing out right now this year as the best receiver in the damn league. Anytime touchdown for Puka tonight. And then the guy throwing to him, old Matthew Stafford, I got him over 21.5 completions. Those are your best bets, boys.
It's really crazy that Vegas clearly feels this game is going to be tighter than what the injuries would scream to with the Niners, right? Like it is. We saw how much the injury line shifted between the Texans and the Ravens, and the Rams are a really good football team. I'm surprised that this hadn't gone to double digits yet. We'll see tonight. It'll be a big game. And you can watch that right here at Buffalo Wild Wings here off Washington Avenue and enjoy yourself. Again, tomorrow we're in Sugarland in Talliard. Come hang out with us as the drive will be live 2 to 6 tomorrow night. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby. We are happy to be joined on the phone lines by Texans tight end Dalton Schultz. Dalton, we appreciate you jumping in.
Don't line up, man. line it up.
Man, I greatly appreciate it. Hell of a job last week, and boy, I'm glad you don't know how hard I was on you, man. So I needed last week, brother. So put some pancakes somebody so we can talk about it next week.
All right, guys. You guys have a good one. Appreciate it.
Dude. And when someone Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.